Hey friend, are you spread too thin to even have the capacity to consider implementing healthy habits? Do you find yourself overwhelmed by all that you need to do? Do you feel like too many people depend on you between work and your community and home? I believe today's insight can help alleviate your stress and bring the clarity and peace you've needed to create a lasting healthy lifestyle. I'm diving into the topic of prioritization, which is the ability to walk through life focused on what you've deemed matters the most. And that enables you to then lay the rest down with grace and peace. Does that sound helpful? I think it is. Let's go ahead and get into it. Do you find yourself struggling to consistently implement healthy habits? Do you lack energy, confidence, and motivation because of stress, overwhelm, and shame for having not gotten it together by now? Friend, there is hope and grace for your health. Hey, I'm Robin Ryan McDonald, host of the Vision Driven Health Podcast. I'm a follower of Jesus, a wife, a mama of two, and a seminarian turned health coach. And I'm so excited that you're here. I found myself in my early 20s, captive to cravings and convenience, 20 pounds heavier, super tired, with a face full of acne. I could not figure out how to maintain healthy habits until I discovered the power of aligning my choices with God's vision. 10 years and 2 kids later, by the grace of God, I'm still prioritizing my health and feeling amazing. If you are over quick fixes and are ready to feel good in your own skin, then grab a giant water bottle and let's dive on in. I would be doing you a total disservice if I didn't take a moment to tell you about what I believe to be your best next step if you find yourself struggling with prioritization, time management, and sticking with healthy habits. My good friend Sasha is one of those rare unicorns of a person who became more organized and on top of things after having kids. She is my fellow full plate person who is up to so much at any given time. And she has a fantastic course on how to create balance, establish priorities, and become an intentional and organized person. She and I have teamed up to create an incredible bundle for you called The Intentional Healthy Woman, where you can access her course and my Healthy Weight Loss Academy course for the price of one. Yes, I know, we're crazy. We're actually just really committed to helping ladies like yourself experience the lifestyle we believe is possible for you. Go to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional to get on the waitlist and be among the first to hear more details and have a chance to snag a spot when the cart opens for purchase. I hope to see you in there. Between having my 2 little guys who are 4 and 1, running my business, keeping up the home, taking care of my own health, serving at church, creating time to spend with my husband who's gone 2 to 3 days a week, and then, well, a couple new hobbies that I'm taking on, which includes starting a garden, building a chicken coop, and raising the over a dozen new baby chicks who actually arrive this week. With all of that going on, it is extremely important for me to be able to prioritize my life. Now, for some of you, I just stressed you out listing all of that. Please forgive me. I will say I'm definitely the kind of person who enjoys keeping busy. I just thrive off of that. And I'm also trying to slow down this year. So stay tuned for an update on that. But I say all of that to tell you, it is possible to be super busy and still keep up with healthy habits. A big key to that is prioritization. It deflates overwhelm, it brings clarity, and it provides a clear path to navigating it all. I'm going to give some insight into how I prioritize and then provide a framework for you to create a way to prioritize as well. I'm going to start this off by saying, I have felt particularly convicted on this subject. I genuinely care about following Jesus and doing what's right. And, you know, the choices we make do reflect our priorities, and it can be tough to juggle everything. There are so many important things. But there are only certain things you are called to do in this season you're in. Those things can and do change over time. What God called you to prioritize 10 years ago is likely different than what he's calling you to now. It may even be different between now and 6 months ago. The biggest key to prioritization is receiving God's love and loving him in return and following his leading. This is the number one priority. I'm getting into the list of priorities right now, and I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to receive his love and to love him in return. And I say it that way versus just saying, oh, the number one priority is God, because I think it's so helpful to give an action to what we're trying to do. And so receiving his love and loving him are the first priorities. Now, first and foremost, this, you know, being the top priority is spending time with him. And honestly, even just saying that convicts me. Part of that is because I used to have a lot more time before I had kids, which I don't know that I would have said then, because I still was juggling multiple jobs and responsibilities. But in hindsight, I'm like, man, I had no idea what it really looks like to be productive and how to get stuff done in a small amount of time. Because once you have kids and you're given, okay, I have 30 minutes to get something done, you make that 30 minutes last. You make it matter. You get so much done. Whereas before kids, oh, it would take me so long to get stuff done. And I just didn't recognize, you know, when you have kids, they're just a full-time responsibility. Even if they're sleeping, you can't leave the house. They might wake up and need you. So anyways, back to before kids, during that season, I'd spend about 1 to 2 hours for my quiet time journaling and reading my Bible and reading encouraging books. And now I'm grateful for 50 to 20 minutes to myself. And that can feel inadequate. But what I'm so grateful for is that God is omnipresent and he knows my thoughts. I've made talking to him and praying to him a part of routines with my kids. So when I'm up at 4 a.m. breastfeeding, I'm actually praying. When I put them down for their nap or at night, they get to partner with me in praying for the people on our prayer list and for praying for over them and praying for the circumstances that we're facing. And thankfully now my oldest, he loves having us read the Bible to him, and he'll be like, please, one more story. Tell me a crazy story. And so I get to spend more time in the Word reading to him, which is so special. And then of course, I just have tried to practice. I still have so much more to go, but just trying to be mindful of God throughout the day, because thankfully he does hear my thoughts and prayers. And so I can be doing anything and be conversing with him. And the more we can create a practice of talking to God throughout our day, the more we can actually be tuned in to be led by him in appropriately prioritizing our day. Jesus was the ultimate example of that. As he said, he only did what he saw his Father doing. The next priority that helps the overwhelm to create a healthy lifestyle is loving your family. So number one, receiving God's love and loving the Lord. Number two, loving your family. Again, I don't just say family, I'm saying loving your family, because that adds a lot of clarity when you're trying to prioritize. For example, spending time with your family for the sake of just prioritizing them. I mean, maybe you're feeling super exhausted and so you kind of do it just half-heartedly or begrudgingly, or maybe you're just dragging and so you're there, but you're not really there because you're spread thin. And when you've defined your priority as loving your family, that would actually look different, because you either have to depend on the Lord to give you grace to show up in a loving way, or you might consider why you constantly feel tired and exhausted and why you don't feel like you can hang out after a long day. Maybe it's because you have been neglecting your own physical well-being. Maybe you've been staying up too late. Maybe you haven't been giving yourself some time and space to recharge. Maybe you've been eating what's easy and convenient, and it's taking a toll on your energy levels, and it's affecting your hormones, and it's affecting, you know, whether or not you have brain fog. And or maybe you're in a stressful state and you haven't gotten support or given yourself a break, and so you've been stress eating. All of these factors can take away from the priority that you have to love your family. If you're going to uphold your priorities of receiving God's love, loving him in return, and loving your family, it makes a lot of sense to consider caring for your physical well-being so you have the energy to do that. Which actually leads me into the third priority, which is stewarding your body. I almost called it stewarding your life because honestly, I think the big picture priority is stewarding your life, and caring for your body feeds directly into that because you have a unique and special calling. God works through you in meaningful ways, and you are able to better live that out when you are being intentional with your well-being. And that includes physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. And you have access to more resources than you think. You have a greater capacity than you think you do. A dear family member of mine had to undergo a big surgery just last week, and she hasn't yet regained her normal abilities in her speech, in her cognition, in her physical capacity. And, you know, it's just a crazy thought to be grateful that I can lift my arm up. It's a crazy thought to think that I can stand. It's a crazy thought to think that I can talk right now on this podcast. And we take so much for granted. And the reality is, I imagine, I know maybe not all of you, but most of you probably have the ability to stand and to cook in the kitchen. Maybe you're not skilled at cooking yet. Maybe you don't like cooking yet, but you have the physical ability to. You have the ability to go for a 15-minute walk. You have the ability to make some changes that would benefit you physically, which in turn benefits you emotionally and mentally and is interconnectedly tied to your spiritual health as well. And I will say, it is not always easy. In fact, just last night, I took my kids out to dinner because we just come back from the zoo and I did not feel like cooking anything. I was so proud of myself for preparing a healthy lunch and snacks to take to the zoo. And, you know, we ate all that I packed and we were all satisfied and everything went great. But I did not anticipate the hour and 45 minute drive home in traffic after a long day that left me very uninterested in preparing dinner for my two very sleep deprived kids who probably would fuss the entire time I tried to throw something together for dinner. I made the best choices that I could for them at the restaurant, but at the same time, it totally wasn't the quality of what I would make if I were at home. So, no, I'm not perfect. And honestly, I think that's okay. The goal is to make the majority of meals at home and to have them be home cooked, and then to give yourself grace when things don't line up perfectly. And honestly, you could even say that I prioritized loving my kids in that moment. It would have been rough to come home and to have, you know, for them to have to patiently wait while I cook, which they probably wouldn't have waited patiently. And I knew that they probably would do well at a restaurant. I'd be able to feed them more quickly. I knew that I could probably come up with some choices that are still good and reasonable for their health. And then I'd be able to put them down at their usual bedtime after, again, a very long and taxing day. So those are the top three priorities that I think really do apply to nearly everybody. That, again, number one being receiving God's love and loving Him in return, loving our family, and stewarding your body. Now, those specific ones, they might look different in different seasons because, like I said, before kids, I spent an hour or more in my quiet time with God. I spent another hour at the gym, and then I spent a lot more time just playing in the kitchen with different recipes and stuff. I'd be so excited when my husband came home and I could give him the next creation that I'd made, which sometimes was successful and sometimes was not. But I just don't have that luxury anymore. I still love God. I still love my family. And my family now includes my two precious little guys. And I'm still stewarding my body, but it's all in a different way. It just looks different. However, I'm still upholding these three priorities. And so any priorities after these three are up to what you feel led to do. So maybe for you, you feel led to prioritize work because that's where you feel called to serve and to minister. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you're keeping up your home and caring to those needs is your way of loving and supporting your family. Maybe you've got pets or animals on a homestead or a farm, and those are certainly on your priority list. Maybe you feel that your involvement at church is super important, and that would come right next. Maybe outreach or evangelism, maybe spending time with certain friends or friend groups. You know, all of these are important things. You get to be led by God to what you are called to focus on in this season. And when you're clear on this, it reduces the overwhelm because you know where to say no. You know where to get support. You know what needs to be adjusted. If you've got a million things on your plate and several of those things, a few hundred thousand of those things, are taking away from your top three priorities, then now you know what to do. And so, again, I recognize it's not the easiest thing, but I imagine you'll find it really freeing when you can use the template of your priorities to adjust your schedule, to adjust where you're spending time on, and to make sure that you're upholding the things that matter most to you. So before I wrap up, I want to give you a few examples of what this could look like. So for this first example, let's just say you're someone who really cares about showing up for others. You've maybe even been told you're a little bit of a people pleaser, and it's just really important for you to be intentional with your friendships and to be there when people need you. You're also juggling a lot at work, and your kids are in a stage where they need to be carted around to different activities. And you've got a friend who's going through a hard time, and she's, you know, really trying to lean on you. And every time she calls, you answer it. You just have that sweet, precious heart. But you've also been feeling lethargic. You don't feel capable of taking time to cook, let alone, you know, even be available to go for a walk. You've started trying to implement healthy habits, and you're about to start cooking dinner. Your friend calls. You try to cook while talking, and you're struggling to hear her and focus, so you end up, you know, taking a break and you're delaying dinner, but then as a result, it delays you from picking up your kid. You end up deciding to go through the drive-thru because you weren't able to finish the dinner, and then you get home and things just feel really chaotic, and it just didn't go the way that you had planned to try to stick with this priority of healthy living for yourself and for your family. And the situation just feels so stressful. And it'd be an opportunity to stand by your priorities if you approach this a different way, because this actually can be an opportunity to set a boundary. And what that might look like is you screen the call when your friend, you know, calls you, and maybe you text her and you just say, "Hey, I've only got 2 minutes. Can I call you right back and pray for you?" Or maybe you text and say, "Hey, I'm about to start dinner, but I'm planning to go for a walk later. Can I call you then?" Which that would be fulfilling your walk priority and ultimately, you know, serving your goal of body stewardship, but then also you're able to support your friend. Or you could also not answer and respond when you're done cooking dinner and you're done picking up your kid and you're settled back at home, which that might sound really hard for some of you, but if your top priority is to love your family and to steward your body, you can come back to responding to your friend at a different time. And I know, again, that might sound so hard, but that's not unloving. It's, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you do respond. You want to make sure that you do get back. But how many times have we had to wait on God for his response? And it's not because he isn't with us or isn't speaking. It's not because he isn't loving. Sometimes his answer is not now. Sometimes his answer is wait. Sometimes his answer is silence. And I know we're not God. We're learning how to love. Sometimes, you know, we think we're making a loving choice or we're trying to prioritize and we don't do it well. And that's just life. You know, we're learning, we're practicing. But I want to encourage you that there are different ways to approach things where you're not just subject to all these other things happening, that you can still stand by your priorities and implement some kind, healthy boundaries. Okay, here's another one. Let's just say you work 9 hours a day and you're volunteering a lot at church. So you've got this full-time job, you're giving a lot of time to the church. Some of you are hearing me say that and you're anticipating me say to stop volunteering at church. So to keep this one short, oftentimes we don't stop and consider the leaky buckets of our time that are outside of where we think the biggest time commitments are. So you might be thinking, "Oh, I can't prioritize my health because I work so much and I'm volunteering at church so much. I've only got time to do what I need to for those things and show up for my family. I don't have time to take care of my body. So while you're spending 9 hours at work and maybe another 4 to 6 at church, you know, maybe in addition to Sunday mornings, you're also spending 2 to 3 hours on your phone or social media. If you have an iPhone, you can actually look and see exactly how much time you spend on your phone and then specifically on which apps. It's really sobering. Prepare your heart. Honestly, seeing that for myself has led me to actively try to reduce the time on my phone and on social media. Maybe that's not the case for you though. Maybe you spend a certain amount of time watching TV at night and that just feels like your time to unwind. But you could also find more life-giving or productive ways to wind down. Maybe you could read. You could even read a book on nutrition. You could also talk with your friends. You could go for a short walk outside. You know, you'd be surprised how walking can serve as a great way to unwind, even if you're tired after a long day. This could also help you go to bed earlier to get more sleep and to wake up earlier and then go to the gym or cook a healthy breakfast. You know, all of these things are tied together. And you can uphold your priority of work and serving at church. And maybe, you know, those are priority number 4 and 5 for you. But you can also figure out where you can still uphold your priority of wanting to steward your body. Okay, last example. You are drowning in laundry. The bathrooms haven't been cleaned in weeks. The floor needs to be mopped. There's dishes in the sink. Your kids' rooms are a mess. Your room is a mess, and it usually gets neglected because you're keeping everything else tidy because it's front-facing. And this pattern just repeats week after week, or it largely just doesn't get dealt with as often as you'd like. Then on top of that, you're constantly with your kids and caring for them, which is both a blessing and a challenge. And, you know, whether that's because you homeschool or you have kids who are just young enough to be at home, you just feel like it's not your season to get to work out or prioritize your own health. If your priority is to steward your body, you just need to be creative. Maybe your husband can create some space for you to have 20 minutes in the morning or night to get a walk or a workout in. And really, friend, 20 minutes can go far. Maybe it's not the hour that you're used to having at the gym, but most of my workouts are less than 15 minutes. And truly, I will be sore the next day. I feel like I got a good workout in, and I feel like I've been able to maintain a reasonable fitness level. Maybe you can create a system where your husband cooks. Maybe you can help him out and you can set the menu. You do all the grocery shopping, but then it's like, here, honey, like, here's what you can make. Or maybe you have a system where he watches the kids while you put together dinner, so it's not as stressful when they're running around and asking you when dinner's ready and fighting and bickering and, you know, making it a challenging dynamic to just cook a healthy homemade meal. Maybe you have a friend bring their kid and they, you know, do a play date and you meal prep, maybe for both you and your friend. You know, there's just lots of different ways you can come up with solutions. It just takes some time, intentionality, and creativity. A lot of the solutions involve enrolling support. And if you feel like you don't have any support, that's not an option for you. You know, you can take your kids on a walk. You can get up before them. You can try and fit things during their nap if that's still an option or availability to you. But at the end of the day, where there's a will, there is a way. And when there's no will, because you might be saying, Robin, I don't have the will. I don't have the motivation. Priorities and partnering with God can be that game changer because you are making a commitment to prioritize not only what's important, but what you feel God has told you is most important. So friend, I hope this has been helpful. I recognize, if, you know, it sounds simple. It's one of those things that you'd be like, well, easier said than done, Robin. But yeah, it does. It's challenging. It takes time. It takes planning. It takes failing forward, really. But if you are in a place where you're just like, I need help learning how to prioritize and how to be intentional. Again, I have the perfect solution. I mentioned it earlier. My friend Sasha and I, we are bringing our two worlds together for the price of one. She has a course, like I said, specifically on how to manage your time in partnership with God. And that course will happen for 6 weeks. And then it will lead into my 6-week course where you will get to do the Healthy Weight Loss Academy. So that means in 12 weeks, you can completely transform the way you run your day, your home, your life, and feel far healthier for it. To join the waitlist for this amazing steal of a deal, go to visiondrivenhealth.com/intentional or use the link in the show notes. Otherwise, friend, I will talk to you on Wednesday for the Holy and Hungry devotional episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Vision Driven Health podcast today. I hope this episode inspired you, supported you, and blessed you in some way. If it did, it would mean the world if you would leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcast and share this episode on your social media. The more reviews and shares this gets, the more people can be blessed and encouraged in creating a Jesus-centered, sustainable, healthy lifestyle. If you want to hang with me and other Jesus-loving ladies who are creating healthy habits that last, be sure to join my free Facebook group, the Made Well Mastermind. Use the link in the show notes to join. Be blessed with hope, joy, and health. I'll see you next week.